This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, our message is how to rise up when you're feeling down. Today, we're going to deal with two sets of words. D words and P words. I call them the devilish D's and the powerful P's. Now, have you ever noticed how many words in the English language that speak about being emotionally down start with D? Dismay, disillusionment, disappointment, discouragement, despair, depression. The devil tries to deceive us into allowing all of these emotions to take over our life. And what happens is we begin to lose our hope in God. That's the devil's job, to come and try to get you discouraged about what's going on in your life and get you thinking that God is not going to do anything for you. God doesn't care for you. And so you know what he tries to get us to do? He tries to get us to get so disgusted, there's another D word, amen, so disgusted with God that we give up on doing what God told us to do. How many of you have ever really felt down, disgusted, discouraged on a Sunday morning and you didn't feel like coming to church? What do you think the devil is trying to get you to do? Stay home. Isn't that right? Why does he want to keep you away from church? Because if you come here, you're going to hear the word of God. If you hear the word of God, God's going to get you out of your depression. Praise God. So catch it. The devil will do everything in his power to keep us focusing on what's happening and how we feel about it. In other words, he wants us to have our own little pity party. And that's what happened to Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19. Think about what had been happening in Elijah's ministry. He had just had a marvelous triumph over the forces of the devil. The ungodly idol Baal and his prophets. He had come against them, had a great contest in which God showed himself to be God and Baal was nothing. And Elijah had the 450 prophets of Baal put to death. He won. He was on top. But then look what happened in verse 1 of 1 Kings 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Also how he had executed all of the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as one of them by tomorrow about this time. What's she saying? I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. And what does he do when Jezebel sends him this message? Look at verse 3. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, it is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's. He had his pity party. Anybody ever been there? Anybody ever get to the point where you just want to sit down under some tree and say, Lord, I can't handle it anymore. I've had as much as I could take. Just take me on, Lord. Just take me right now. Just take me. Anybody been there? I'm just curious. Amen. Understand, what the devil is trying to do is to get us to believe that our feelings are reality. Because all of those D words, discouragement, depression, dismay, despair, all of those are natural emotions. when things don't go the way you want them to go, when it seems like your way ahead is blocked, when it seems like that there's nothing you can do, you don't see any hope, your natural consequence of that in your life is a feeling of depression. But notice what I said. It's a feeling. It's a feeling of depression. It's a feeling of discouragement. And what the devil wants for us is that we would be controlled by our feelings. He wants us to believe that what we feel is reality. And understand, the devil is a liar. He is the father of all lies. Here's what the truth about us is. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. When you're going through a hard place in life, when you can't see light at the end of your tunnel, when the feelings of discouragement and depression come upon you, despair even because you can't see an answer to your issue, when all of that begins to happen in you, you need to know, yes, I have these feelings, but the feelings are not the reality. Here's what the reality is. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Yet in all these things, we are, what are we? More than conquerors. Hallelujah. Through him who loved us. You know what the devil will do? He will try to get us dismayed by magnifying how bad your situation is and how tired you feel about it and how out of control. When you can't find a quick way out of your situation, you feel like giving up. That's discouragement. And when you feel like you can't cope and you just begin to shut down and feel like you're not going to do anything, that's what depression will do to you. And you need to recognize when you feel that way that it's the devil lying to you, trying to make you believe that your feelings are reality. Well, when you feel that way, how do you deal with it? How do you not get trapped in the devilish deeds, feeling down and depressed and discouraged and allowing the devil to do his will in you? That's where you need the powerful P's. Amen? That's where you need the powerful P's. Now, the first of the powerful P's may be a little bit surprising to you. Look at verses 5 through 7 of 1 Kings 19. Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." Do you see what was happening here? Elijah was vulnerable because he was physically tired. He was physically worn out and exhausted. And when you are physically worn out, weary, exhausted, then those feelings of depression and discouragement have an open door into your life. And so the first P words, there are two of them here. Number one is two words, pillow and plate. Pillow and plate. Aren't those some good P words? Don't you think those are powerful P words? Pillow and plate. In other words, when you feel depressed, when you feel discouraged, when you feel like I'm just tired of the whole thing, it may be you just need to get some rest and get you some food. That's what God did for Elijah. He said, "Elijah, lie down, get you some rest. When you get up, I'm going to feed you. Lie down again, get rested." Sometimes that needs to be the starting point when you feel down and out. Let me tell you something. I was feeling discouraged yesterday. I was feeling pretty bad. I know, you know, looking at my smiling face, nobody could tell it, but I was feeling pretty bad, you know? How many of you know pastors get discouraged sometimes? Anybody know that? Amen? Uh-huh. I was listening to a tape, and they were talking about John Osteen, who was the pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, which is now a multi-thousand member church. But he said something like this. He said, "If I moved a mile closer to the ocean, for every time I felt like quitting, I'd be living in the middle of the Pacific about right now. Pastors get discouraged sometimes. Amen? But you know what I realized? I realized that I was feeling discouraged yesterday, but I was just plain tired. I was tired. And so, you know, I had to be here to do some things. And when I got home, you know what I did? First of all, I ate, praise God, hallelujah, plate. And then I told Priscilla, and that's another powerful P word right there, amen, hallelujah, amen. And then I told Priscilla, I'm going back to my office, I'm going to close the door, and I'm just going to chill for the rest of the day. Because I realized I was tired out, and my very tiredness was opening the door to those feelings of discouragement and depression. Understand, it's going to happen to you sometime. Amen? Amen? And so you just need to be prepared. First step, do I need to find myself a pillow and do I need to get myself a plate? Hallelujah. Amen? Now, you can't have Priscilla, but pillow and plate. Pillow and plate. Here's the second powerful P word. Praise. Praise. Go over to verse 4 of 1 Kings 19. Now here's where you might have thought the next P word would be. P word number 2. 1 Kings 19. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree and he prayed. Elijah prayed. And you might think that should be the next P word. He prayed. But look at what he prayed. He prayed that he might die. Now, how many of you know there was something wrong with that prayer? Amen. Understand it. When we are in the midst of discouragement and depression and despair, even our prayers can be off target. And so before we even start praying about the situation, there's another place we need to go, another powerful P word that we need to get moving on our behalf. Go over to Isaiah chapter 61. Look at verse 3. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. When you are going through a difficult, hard situation that's causing you to feel those D emotions, depression, disappointment, disillusionment, dismay, discouragement, whatever it is, when you're going through that situation, you need the answer that Isaiah 61:3 gives us. It says, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, here it is, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. What is it that takes the place of that spirit of heaviness? It is the garment of what? Praise. Hallelujah. Catch it? Before you even pray, you need to praise. Hallelujah. Understand, when you are in the devilish deeds, your thinking is probably not going to be on target. Look at 1 Kings 19 again. Look at verses 9 and 10. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. Look at how Elijah's thinking process had gone off target. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? So he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek my life. Elijah's thinking was off. And so what did he need? The devil is trying to get him to keep on focusing on his situation, keep on magnifying his situation. Instead, when we praise God, where does the focus go? Away from us to him, praise God. Away from us to him. We need to keep our focus on Jesus. Go over to Hebrews chapter 12. Look at the first three verses of Hebrews 12. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, here it is, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You want to not be weary and discouraged about the circumstances that you're having to deal with in life? You need to consider Jesus. Amen? Amen. You need to fix your attention on him. And that's the greatest way to fix your attention on Jesus. When you think about him, how can you not praise him? Hallelujah. How can you not praise him for what he's done for you? Praise God. How can you not praise him not only for what he did 2,000 years ago, but the scripture says that even now he sits at the right hand of the Father interceding in your behalf. Man, isn't that great? How can you not praise him? How many of you ever get yourself into trouble today? Let me just see. You get yourself into trouble. Isn't it great that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is sitting there before the Father interceding on your behalf? Hallelujah. I think you ought to praise him. I think you ought to just praise. I don't care how you feel. Understand, when you are feeling depressed, when you are feeling discouraged, the last thing you feel like doing is praising God. Amen? Amen? It's the last thing you feel like doing. But guess what? You can do it. How many of you have ever gotten up and gone to work when you didn't feel anything like going to work that day? And when you got to work and you saw your boss coming down the hall and you were feeling lousy, how many of you got a scowl, a frown on your face, and just walked right on past your boss, didn't say anything, kept your head down because you weren't feeling good that day? Or, even though you weren't feeling good, how many of you said, "Hello, Joe, how you doing today?" And when Joe asked you how you were doing, you said, "Oh, I'm fine," and kept on walking. How many of you said something to Joe good? Amen. Amen? Now catch it. Did you feel like talking to Joe? Probably not. Amen. You didn't feel like being there in the first place. But Joe is your boss. And so what did you do? Well, I don't feel like it, but I'm going to say hello anyway. Amen. I'm going to say hi to him. Why? Because I need to keep that relationship going. Well, guess what? Joe may be your boss on earth, but you got a bigger boss than that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And even when you're not feeling good, you can still look up into his face and say, "Lord, I love you." Hallelujah. "Lord, I'm just so grateful that I belong to you. Lord, you've been a good God to me. You've done such wonderful things. I praise you, Lord, for being a God who just loved me enough to send your son to die for me. Lord, today I feel like dying myself, but he went and died on that cross to me, and I just want to give you the praise for that." There is no time in your life, there is nothing that you will go through in life where you cannot praise God. Paul and Silas were thrown in jail in the city of Philippi. Anybody remember that? Amen. Amen. Thrown in jail, beaten for no reason, but at midnight. Anybody remember what they were doing at midnight? Singing praises to God. Hallelujah. Thrown in jail, beaten up for no reason at all in one of the jails you wouldn't want to be in. But when midnight came, were they moaning and groaning, "Oh, Lord, how did you let me get thrown in this place? Oh, God, when are you going to get me out of this place?" No, what were they doing? "Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah." It says the whole jail heard them. The whole jail, all the prisoners, all the guards, everybody heard them. What? Praising God. See, that's what the way a Christian handles difficult situations. Because catch it. Go over to Hebrews chapter 13 with me. Hebrews chapter 13, look at verse 15. Here is the secret of praising God in the midst of difficult circumstances. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Therefore by him, Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. Everybody say this with me. Father, I thank you. Let's say it. Father, I thank you. Say it again. Father, I thank you. Now, how many of you think you can do that when you're feeling bad? Amen. Father, I love you. Say that with me. Father, I love you. How many of you think you can do that when you're feeling bad? Amen. Amen. Father, I am grateful for what you've done in my life. Father, I am grateful for what you've done in my life. Can you do that? Even when you're feeling bad. Do you understand what this verse is telling us? It is a sacrifice of praise. That means that you put it on the altar, whether you feel like it or not, and you offer it up to God. Hallelujah. And guess what? The devil can't stop you. Isn't that right? The devil can't stop you. He's going to do everything he can to discourage you, everything he can to keep you in depression and despair. But guess what? All you have to do is say, you know, I feel that way. I feel bad. Or was it what, James Brown? I feel good. All right. I don't know where that came from. But sometimes don't you feel like going, I feel bad. Amen. All right. You may feel bad, but you still have the choice. You still have the power to make the decision to turn your attention away from your situation to God and begin to praise His name. Amen. Give some praise to God. Now we get to the third P word, and it's pray. Go over to Philippians chapter 4. Look at verses 6 and 7. No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're going through, the way you meet it is with prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for how much? Nothing. But in how much? All things or everything by prayer and supplication. With what? Thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let me ask you something. Is there anybody here today who is going through something that every time you think about it, it makes you feel down, depressed, and discouraged? Every time you think about that situation. Anybody here? Amen. Let me tell you what the secret is. Every time you think about it, instead of allowing yourself to go another rung down into the pit, you take that situation and say, whenever that feeling comes to me and my thoughts turn to that situation, that's an opportunity for me to give that situation to God in prayer and to call on His name. Instead of just allowing your thoughts to keep going around in that circle, you ever been there? I mean, your thoughts just keep going over the same stuff over and over and over again. If your thoughts were a drill, you drill right through to the center of the earth. They go around in that circle so many times. Every time they go around that circle, you take it and say, Lord, I am worried about this issue. But you said that you would deal with everything in my life. That you would be my provider, that you would be my comforter, that you would be my protector, that you would be my healer. And Lord, on the basis of your word, I am calling upon you to deal with this circumstance in my life. Lord, I am taking it off my shoulders and I'm giving it to you. Every time your thoughts turn into that, you need to take that decisive step of praying about it, giving it to God, and saying, God, I don't want it back. Number four, the four powerful P word. Go over to 1 Kings again, chapter 19. Look at verses 15 and 16. Then the Lord said to him, that is to Elijah, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. Also you shall anoint Jehu the son of Nimshi as king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. what God was doing for Elijah, he gave him a plan of action. He gave him a plan of action. He said, Elijah, you've been in a bad situation. You feel down, depressed. Here's what you need to do. A, B, C, D. You need a plan. When you are feeling like your life is out of control, you need to go to God and ask God to give you a plan of action that you can begin to put into effect. And I've seen it so often in my own life. You don't have to fix the problem. Just knowing you got a plan will take a lot of the D away from you. Just knowing that you're at work on a plan that God has given you to get you through the situation will lift a lot of the discouragement and depression that you have, because a lot of it comes because you're in something, you can't see a way out, you don't know anything to do, and so you just lie there and suffer. But if God gives you a plan, hallelujah, then it gives you the understanding that God is at work to bring you through this situation. You need to have a plan. Lord, give me a plan for how I can move from where I am to the next place I want to be. Lord, I want a promotion and they passed over me again and again. Lord, give me a plan to get myself into position where I can be promoted. Maybe your marriage is out of order. Guess what? You need a plan. You need a plan of attack to deal with the issues that are going on in your married life. Maybe your children are acting up. You need a plan in order to take that child from where they are to the next level of their development. Amen? And so whatever it is that's the weight that's been on your shoulders, you need to take it, give it to the Lord in prayer, but then you need to say, Lord, now give me a plan for how I deal with this. Finally, here's our final P word, final powerful P. You're going to need to persevere. You're going to need to persevere. Let me tell you, when you follow God's plan, God will bring you out of your depression. Amen? Amen? He will bring you through your situation, but it will not be like that. It will not be like that. God says that you have to persevere. A verse that I love, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Hallelujah. Isn't that a great verse? In due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. If you're feeling down, depressed, discouraged today, you need to know that if you will stay faithful, if you will continue to persevere before the Lord, due season is coming.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Derry Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Derry or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcomchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.